The Spy by Paulo Coelho. Translated from the Portuguese by Zoe Perry. Read for you by Hilary Huber and Paul Baymer. Paris, October 15th, 1917. Anton Fisherman and Henry Wales for the International News Service. Shortly before 5 a.m., a party of 18 men, most of them officers of the French army, climbed to the second floor of Saint-Lazare, the women's prison in Paris. Guided by a warder carrying a torch to light the lamps, they stopped in front of cell 12. Nuns were charged with looking after the prison. Sister Leonida opened the door and asked that everyone wait outside as she entered the cell, struck a match against the wall, and lit the lamp inside. Then she called one of the other sisters to help. With great affection and care, Sister Leonida draped her arm around the sleeping body. The woman struggled to waken as though disinterested in anything. According to the nun's statement, when she finally awoke, it was as though she emerged from a peaceful slumber. She remained serene when she learned her appeal for clemency, made days earlier to the President of the Republic, had been denied. It was impossible to decipher if she felt sadness or a sense of relief that everything was coming to an end. On Sister Leonida's signal, Father Arbeau entered her cell along with Captain Bouchardon and her lawyer, Maître Clunet. The prisoner handed her lawyer the long letter that she had spent the previous week writing, as well as two manila envelopes containing news clippings. She drew on black stockings which seemed grotesque under the circumstances and stepped into a pair of high-heeled shoes adorned with silk laces. As she rose from the bed, she reached for the hook in the corner of her cell, where a floor-length fur coat hung, its sleeves and collar trimmed with the fur of another animal, possibly fox. She slipped it over the heavy silk kimono in which she had slept. Her black hair was disheveled. She brushed it carefully, then secured it at the nape of her neck. She perched a felt hat on top of her head and tied it under her chin with a silk ribbon, so the wind would not blow it out of place when she stood in the clearing where she was to be led. Slowly, she bent down to take a pair of black leather gloves. Then, nonchalantly, she turned to the newcomers and said in a calm voice, "I am ready." Everyone departed the Saint-Lazare prison cell and headed toward the automobile that waited, its engine running, to take them to the firing squad. The car sped through the streets of the sleeping city on its way to the Caserne du Vincennes barracks. A fort had stood there once, before being destroyed by the Germans in 1870. 20 minutes later, the automobile stopped and its party descended. Mata Hari was the last to exit.